Ellen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in the field?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
Another holiday.
Good morning. We got Chad the engineer behind the console again today, and welcome back from Key Motorsports. Chad, how was your last set of races there? Oh, okay, someone's on the phone right now, so anyhow.
Yes, good morning. I'm Stephen Pickford, and some interesting things to talk about today. Our trip during the week to St. Paulin, and the launch of the official launch of the Hampton Beach contest, Name the Fish. We talked about it briefly last week, and yep. I know from the responses there's some interesting ideas out there, people faxing and writing in.
Yeah, we got some we can't even use on the air. We talked about this last April when Bob Hoole was in studio with us, with the president of the Chamber of Commerce, talking all about Hampton Beach, what a great place in New Hampshire that is to go during the summer. Of course, Stephen and I, our greatest weakness is beaches, as we all know. And part of this was there's these billboards in Montreal, and they're mainly to promote another destination. And you can compare one to the other. You'll see them along the highways, whether it's the Dakar Expressway. It used to be a billboard by the 720.
Right, the 720 Dakar Interchange. And it was sort of backfired on the other destination because people see this, and it gets that word out about Hampton Beach and what a beautiful destination. And
if you
can give a name to that fish, and as we mentioned, some people are coming up with some very imaginative and unusual names. And
well, the whole point is, you know, you have the Loch Ness and the monster. Hampton has this legend about a fish.
Yes.
And so you got to give it a name.
Got to give it a name.
It yet. Anyway, listeners who managed to name this fish or give it a name they're going to have a little drawing. We're going to
great trip coming up for them. They get to go down on Vermont Transit Line's new weekend service. Heads down every Saturday and Sunday. Direct service from the Berry Street Terminal to Hampton Beach. And they spend a full week, 7 days, down in beautiful Hampton Beach at the flagship Motor Hotel. And ooh, looks like a lovely place here. It's been in business since 1972, operated by the Roy family. Courtyard barbecue and picnic area, refrigerators and microwaves in every room. It's one block to the state park. They have sort of executive suites, up to three-bedroom apartments, a great place for families to go. Mm. And something very special for this year. And beginning from our mid-August, August 16th to the 12th of September, they are accepting Canadian dollars at par at the flagship Motor Court Hotel.
Canadian dollars at par. Can't do better than that. Gotta say you listen to CIQC, though.
Yes.
Well, we found out why Chad was so busy. The latest addition to the Spice Girls was in studio, Duncan Spice. And Chad, tell us a bit more about your racing now that you're able to talk somewhat. I don't hear you, Chad. What's going on? No, I can't hear a word.
How's that?
Now we hear you.
This is why I'm the professional, by the way.
That's right, yes. Now tell us a bit more. How did your race go last time?
We didn't do so well. Both our guys crashed.
They both crashed.
Part of the game.
Oh, well, yeah, it's part of racing, eh? So you had a good time. What happened last week? You you blew, what, an engine?
I was going delivering some engines to Maryland, and I blew up a V10.
Chad, the engineer. Well, that sort of explains a lot. Anyway, it's good to have you back behind the console, Chad.
Thanks.
The hands of Chad.
The hands of Chad behind the console. And you have to get your hands onto the keyboard, type up that letter, type up that email, and send in your suggestion for the name of the fish. And that way you can enjoy your hands being in the luxurious and luxuriant sun of Hampton Beach.
It's a beautiful beach, though. I mean, the water, okay, it's pretty good. You can go swimming in there. It's not the warmest water in the world because it is up in the Atlantic coast, but it is great to swim in, and it's refreshing, especially on those hot summer days. The beach, it's gorgeous. There's just no two ways about it, and there's not a lot of people there this time of year, like towards the end of August.
Right, the middle of August, Canadian Appreciation Days begin the 22nd, and that's mm-hmm. when the weekend that you head down for that week in Hampton Beach, transportation, accommodations, and
yes,
I'm sure the Hampton Beach Area Chamber of Commerce will look after a number of things to get you on your way.
Oh, it's going to be a great holiday. Every time we always look forward to going down to the beach, Hampton Beach, and down a little further south, which are some of its cousins that we like to go to. Be that as it may, it's a great place to go.
It's a great location. It's the closest beach, easily accessible from Montreal. And you're there in 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
And what a wide choice of accommodations. Great dining, you know, that typical seaside flavor and feel. Seafood, the games, the arcades, the families having fun. And you just call 1-800-GET-A-TAN. Get all the information. They'll be glad to send you this booklet. Summer Playground, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, 1998 vacation guide and maps and information that you need. But you have to get your suggestion in for the fish. Fax us 624-8887. Or email us, travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. And that's the weekend of the 22nd of August for a full week. Sun and fun, 1-800-GET-A-TAN in Hampton Beach.
That's it. So we're going to really enjoy ourselves down on the beach. We want to welcome all the CIQ listeners with us. A lot of ways to reach us. As Stephen mentioned, you can reach us by fax at 624-8887. You can reach us by email at travelworld@reporters.net, all lowercase letters. And further, we have a lot of other great things to talk about. They had that grand opening of a seigneurie up in St. Paulin.
St. Paulin, just north, around 26 kilometers north of Louisville, so off of the interstate.
The interstate.
Well, I wish it was in as good shape as some of the interstates, Autoroute 40, and one of those highways that very often you just don't go on. So it's up in the St. Marie Valley, La Morrissey, and kind of, to put it in sort of a perspective, it's almost like a Quebec version of Upper Canada Village or of Plymouth Plantation in Massachusetts. Gives you that whole historical feel of culture 300 years ago down, you know, in an area of the province that a lot of people just don't discover. We got the invitation, go to St. Paulin. Where is St. Paulin? And we had to look at the map. We never heard of it. But what a beautiful location.
Well, very easy to get to. I mean, the Highway 40, usually what we're doing is we're going up to Lanaudière, so we just take it eastbound, and we go as far as the exit to Joliette, and we go north when we're going to Lanaudière. You just stay on it. You pass Berthierville. It's not too long after that. You get up on exit 166, and then you go up through the little towns. You're in St. Paulin. This is a beautiful place. We weren't expecting that.
No.
You go up there. It's really full-fledged. It's a huge, huge place. It's like kilometers and kilometers big. There's a little river, a lake around there. Waterfalls,
very picturesque, and there's so much space. You can find your own little corner to just relax, sit under a tree. There's horseback riding, and there's miles and miles of hiking and biking and walking trails all along the beautiful grounds, and you know, a number of recreated buildings on site. It was the site of, you know, do a number of TV shoots and movie shoots there, and a great location for sales meetings, incentives. They can recreate sort of that whole feel of an era, and that's great if you're taking a sales group up there and you want to have like a theme dinner or what have you. Recreate, you know, 1763, and
it is actually
the whole feeling.
Very nice going up there. They also have a little microbrewery, and they make beer out of weird things like sarrasin, which is buckwheat. No, not not the TV character.
Not the TV.
Ah, buckwheat.
No, they cut them up, made some beer.
Yeah,
no. Buckwheat and different unusual things. You know, ostrich.
They asked
farming.
Us where Chad was, of course, because we know we have a resident beer expert. Has to go up and
they taste
wanted
him
stuff.
To test it out and get his seal of approval.
So as long as it doesn't have the Chad seal of approval, we can't recommend it. Chad, what do you say about going up to St. Paulin with us sometime?
I'm game. Let's go.
All right. That's the way to do it. It's also great for the winter times. We have some clips. We interviewed some people there. This was opened by the federal and provincial governments. We were there for a press conference with Jean Chrétien, the Prime Minister, as well as Bernard Landry, the Deputy Premier of Quebec, as well as the Raymond Bachand, who is the president of the FTQ Solidarity Fund. And they all invested in this. The actual investment to the taxpayer is going to be recouped within 2 years, so it sounds like something really neat. We're going to have to talk about Air Montreal, aren't we?
Yes. Well, getting around Quebec, I mean, a lot of people are staying closer to home this summertime, and Air Montreal is making it even more affordable than ever. You know, Air Montreal, their regular fares are 50% less than the regular carriers. That's year-round. No advance purchase, no minimum stay requirement. During the summertime, it's another further 50% off. I mean, you cannot afford to stay home. Air Montreal, it's just-in-time travel. No need to get there an hour, 2 hours in advance. They leave from their own terminal building just off of Côte-de-Liesse on Ryan Avenue. No airport improvement fee to pay. Free parking. You take their service to number of destinations in the province of Quebec. Île-de-la-Madeleine, Rouen, Val-d'Or, Bagotville, Quebec City.
Even soon Toronto and Ottawa.
Yeah, Toronto and Ottawa coming in the fall. And the same courteous, helpful, in, you know, service that has endeared them to dozens, hundreds, thousands of travelers since they began scheduled service in 1992, but it goes back even 20 years, charter service. So it's a company, a locally owned company, that wants your business, and you have to support that type of business.
How about that, everybody? Air Montreal. Take Air Montreal off of Ryan Avenue.
Right, and one number to call for reservations, locally 631-2111, toll-free 1-888-631-2111 for Air Montreal when your travels take you throughout Quebec.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
DIQC, Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
If you're looking for the lowest prices in Montreal on mattresses, bed and bath, window coverings, housewares, china crystal and giftware, look no more. Linen Chest is celebrating its famous annual store-wide sale. For over 30 years, Linen Chest has been carrying the largest and finest selection of home fashions, including the latest designer collections and all the major brand names. They've also been providing their customers with unparalleled service from the most knowledgeable and experienced staff in Montreal. They were the first retailer to offer the lowest price policy guarantee and still do today for one full year after purchase. So why would anyone want to shop anywhere else? Linen Chest. Nobody beats their prices. Compare and be convinced. Linen Chest's famous annual store-wide sale is now on at all four locations. Rockland Center, Les Promenades, La Cathédrale, Galerie Laval, and Place Portobello on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
More for your summer in Hampton Beach. More free nightly concerts. More spectacular fireworks every Wednesday night and holidays. And now, Hampton Beach is more fun to travel to with Vermont Transit. Every Saturday and Sunday all summer long for only $99 U.S. round trip. That's right. Vermont Transit leaves Montreal Saturdays and Sundays for fun in the sun at Hampton Beach. Get on board with Vermont Transit. Call 1-802-864-6811. That's 1-802-864-6811. Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. Easy to get to. Hard to leave.
Shop Schrader's.
Time to get back to basics. Time to get back to Schrader's. From the skin out, from the socks up, the wardrobe items you need, the brand names you trust, the choices you appreciate, they're all waiting for you at Schrader's. And it's shopping you enjoy in the well-planned, spacious aisles of Schrader's. Open Thursday nights till 9. Remember, Saturdays till 5.
Shop Schrader's and the street. Oh, yeah. Schrader's, 4350 Boulevard, St. Laurent's Corner, Marianne on the main.
Photo from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back once again to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. We're here in studio with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, and behind the console, the hands of Chad himself. So, we were talking last time about this place up in
St. Paul.
St. Paul, eh? It's called the Seigneurie Le Volant.
Right, there's two parts to it. The Seigneurie, La Seigneurie Volant is the actual site and the historical buildings, or the recreation of the historical buildings. And then the inn is Le Baluchon, which is around 60 rooms.
Nice place.
Very nice hotel, indoor pool, whirlpool. And it is a member of a group of health spas, the Relais Santé, which has a guide out, 98, 99, different resort properties throughout Quebec, which offer spa vacations, which is a growing...
Something that you're not interested in.
Spa vacation. But look at some of the 60-room inn, fine French and Quebec cuisine, continental dining. They have special menus for dietary concerns.
That's pretty good.
And hydrotherapy, massotherapy, esthetician, algotherapy, a whole group of complimentary services, everything from auto massage. Now, that I guess they clean
auto massage.
Auto massage. They clean your car while you wait. I don't know.
No, that's you massage yourself.
Yes.
Well, auto massage. No, that's Chad buffing the Oldsmobile.
Yeah. Indoor pool, outdoor pool, and, exercise room, gardens, tennis, walking trails, kayaking, fishing,
Who wants to massage themselves when there's Chad?
Yes. It's well worth the investment.
Oh, for sure.
But, look, so many things to do. And then in the wintertime, snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, a year-round resort.
Well, that's for sure, because it's really spread out, because they have different buildings in different places. There's trails everywhere. There's a beautiful boardwalk that goes, several kilometers along the little river stream.
Right, Rivière du Loup.
That's Rivière du Loup.
They call it the Rivière du Loup. And it's basically a couple of little islands that the river goes around an island, sits in the middle with, there's campground and walking trails all around. That's where they have the chalet and one of the inns, because all of the rooms are not in one building. They have the Grange building, and you have little walkways that go crossing the falls. And above the falls, you have, canoeing and kayaking. And on one bank of the river, that's where they have the microbrewery and the stables, the manor house, windmill, forge, number of recreated buildings. And you can just walk through, and inside they are just all recreated to the era around 1763.
Wow, that's pretty nice, like a little museum there. But that, says something. Here in Quebec, they are very serious about promoting tourism here.
Yes.
They're not only doing government loans and bursaries, grants, things like that, they also do investment, and actually the government does recoup that. They created 90
jobs.
90 jobs.
90 new
place.
Jobs.
So that's pretty good.
People... that would have, it's an area that had seen a bit of an economic decline, because originally it had depended on pulp and paper and depended on the textile industry. But these are new jobs, sort of a revitalization of the region through sort of new businesses that come in and locate.
And the dollar is very much contributing to that. Both Bernard Landry and Chrétien agreed on that. Believe it or not, two of these guys agreed.
Yeah, they agreed on that issue, because more Canadians are staying home, and it makes Canada a more attractive destination for Americans and Europeans to come here.
It also underscores what a great place Montreal is to be. This is within an hour and a half of Montreal.
An hour and a half drive northeast of the city, and a great stopping off point if you're going to Quebec City. Break up the journey, spend a day or two in La Mauricie.
That was something really incredible. To do that, they're also doing other destinations throughout the province. The FDQ, Fédération des Travailleurs de Québec.
The Quebec Federation of Labor, the English translation.
They have a solidarity fund. What they do is they invest in projects in Quebec that will create jobs. And we had an interview with the president, Raymond Bachat. That would be clip number 4, if you can cue it up, Chad. And he was actually describing to us the place. We asked him, what kind of place it was for year-round destination. He starts talking about... winter activities. Roll the clip, Chad.
It's a nice outdoor four-season activities because in the winter, this, as you can see, it's extraordinary for cross-country skiing and all sorts of outdoor activities. And it's an hour and a half ride from Montreal, so you can combine
the holidays.
And as well for American tourists. Coming up, it's a good halfway stop for people coming from Montreal, Quebec City.
That's right.
It gives them destination to stop at.
Mm-hmm. And it's there's a lot of tourists that like to have that, that don't want always to be in the big cities. They want also to get in touch with nature. I guess our ancestors lived 200 years ago, but with the comfort of today's those facilities.
Yeah. Well, it's a very beautiful country setting here as well, and I noticed that it's spread out into different buildings, which have different themes to them, too. Some of the period people are dressed up here in 16th century costume as well, which is...
That's right. Well, there was a big local TV series here done last year by the CBC with a setup about 250 years ago or something like that. So this expansion project, they bought all the land and they've got kilometers and miles of land, which adds another attraction and point of interest for...
Very much so. I mean, you can really go and you can ride for a long way. It's not just like a little resort here. It's a pretty big place.
No, you can ride for kilometers and you can cross-country ski for kilometers if you're in the winter.
Well, that's really wonderful. It's a pleasure to have met you. Is there anything you'd like to say to... we have worldwide listeners. Could be broadcast as well on the internet.
It's a pleasure for us in Quebec always to receive people from all over the world, because this is one of the most beautiful parts, I think, in the world. Four Seasons and St. Lawrence River and all the activities that you can have in Montreal.
We agree 100%. What a wonderful place. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
You're welcome.
So that was Raymond Bachand and us. I mean, the place was pretty noisy. We couldn't get any cleaner clips than that. We got a couple more. He was actually talking in the press conference further that most Quebec destinations are extremely welcoming to out-of-town tourists. Please, you got to come and see these places. So this is another, it's about a minute long, the clip of what he said during the press conference. Raymond Bachand, what is Chad saying? Yes, clip number three. And as soon as Chad's got it queued up, we'll have that playing for you. Raymond Bachand, again, the president of the FTQ. He's ready. FTQ Solidarity Fund. So this is what he said during the press conference about welcoming out-of-town visitors to come here to Quebec. Roll it.
Our friends from English Canada that are accompanying the Prime Minister to welcome you to Quebec. You know, that Solidarity Fund is the grandfather of all labor funds in Canada. It existed 5-7 years before any other labor funds. And with 2.5 billion assets, 340,000 shareholders, it's because of the size of the fund and its history that we are able to entrench ourselves in all regions, all municipalities, and help entrepreneurs build up their projects. And of course, that's done with the help of the taxpayers and governments of Quebec and Canada. And it's important to know that the governments have a payback on their investments of less than 2 years. So it's good tax credit, it's good for the government, and it's good for the economy.
So that was Raymond Bachand. And again, we have another clip of Jean Chrétien doing his particular speech in the press conference. It's clip number two. So Chad, when you can cue that up, we'd appreciate that. Clip number two. Again, Jean Chrétien was talking about...
In his home riding,
about people from out of town come to this particular destination. Roll Jean Chrétien.
I want to tell my friend, you know, well, who are from the other parts of Canada, who are here, that you should come here. It's very nice. The people are great. We receive you very well. You know, and the manoir behind here is a great story that was a great success. And it's a great Canadian story. When it was very bad at the end of it, you know, Margaret married a very nice Anglophone.
And that was Jean Chrétien. So later on, we managed to track down Bernard Landry, and we spoke with him for a little bit. And he had this to say to the CIQC listeners. He actually switched into English just for this. Chad, roll number one, and we'll hear Bernard Landry.
I advise the listeners to come here and see the wonderful things they can find. In historical context, wonderful nature, a lot of animation around the Balichon, which is the core of the operation, the core of the hotel. I am myself a customer, and I guarantee the product.
So that was what an endorsement from...
Yeah, they got a good endorsement. And you too can call the Balichon. Their number is 1-800-789-5968, and website www.balouchon, that's balouchon.com.
So that was really good. And in fact, when he heard CIQC, he was quite amenable to us. So it looks like CIQC listeners are very well respected.
They're well respected and well liked.
That's for sure. So listen, all this traveling around has got to work up an appetite.
We work up an appetite.
Hey, let's get a pizza. What do you say?
All right, let's do that.
Oh, yes, just one number to remember to call for that pizza. 383-6000 Pizza Donini. Real great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. Call now. It's 1130 in Montreal. Be at your door in 30 minutes or less, so you'll have it ready for noontime. 383-6000 Pizza Donini. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. One number to remember. 383-6000.
Chad, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
Is it just me, or has the whole world gone mad? I mean, there are people out there who have nothing better to do than to spend their entire lives at the supermarket. If they're so concerned about freshness, why don't they just stock up their freezer?
Flash frozen to preserve their fresh flavor, Les Aliments M&M has over 350 great meal ideas to meet all your barbecue needs easily and deliciously.
We both know time is money, right? So why doesn't everybody think like us?
Les Aliments M&M, your frozen food specialty shops. There's one near you.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Good afternoon, sir.
Maxi Thanks. Maxi and Company are offering you the chance to win a grand cash prize of $50,000 or one of four groceries for a year prizes. To enter, just fill out the Maxi Thanks coupon you'll receive at the checkout. Because the more you buy at Maxi and Company, the more you win. So once again, Maxi Thanks.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Now with unlimited long distance from Sprint Canada, you never have to say goodbye.
Sprint Canada introduces unlimited long distance in Canada. Call to anywhere in Canada, evenings and weekends, for just $20 a month.
And never say goodbye.
All right, say goodbye, please.
Get unlimited long distance evenings and weekends. Call Sprint Canada at 1-800-641-MOST for details. That's 1-800-641-6678.
AM 600. CIQC.
Excuse me, sir. What? Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
Ah, that's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put our heart in your heart attack. It's no joke.
Your local cardiologist for details.
Actually, you're on the line right now, Maureen. Maureen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
So who gives the best massage in Montreal?
Chad, the engineer. This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Travel World. AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can
Nothing but a good time. Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC with Will and Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Chad, the handman behind the console. How you doing there, Chad?
Oh, my God.
Way to go. Okay.
Yes. Well, we're having a good time here Saturday
Chad
morning.
Chad got us back.
Yeah. Never know what's going to come out when you listen to this program, do you?
Okay, yeah. Some people know where that clip comes from.
Well, a lot of people are heading off to Europe this summertime, and they're looking, well, you know, what are they going to do? How are they going to, you know, maybe pare down some of their travel costs? And joining us on the line now is guidebook author Margot Classe, and she's written a couple of guidebooks, hotels in France and in Spain. Travel costs. And joining us on the line now is guidebook author Margot Classe, and she's written a couple of guidebooks, hotels in France and in Spain. And good morning.
Good morning. This is Margot.
How are you, Margot?
Wonderful. Thank you.
So I see you got a book here on France and Spain so far, different discount hotels. And tell us a little bit more about this. It's like the, to me, it looks like the local equivalent of the Smart Shopping Montreal
hotels. I'm not really familiar with it, but what it is that I felt that people just didn't know about these wonderful, charming hotels.
Sure.
So, you know, I went over there, and because I've been doing a lot of independent traveling, I decided that I really wanted other people to, you know about these hotels. So I literally walked the streets of Paris, Barcelona, Rome, because, you know, I also have a book on Italy, and I search for these wonderful places that you can have for two in between the price range of $40 to $90 a night, and sometimes that even includes breakfast, if you're lucky.
Right. You can come across a lot of good deals, and the books are well laid out because they're done by area, and a lot of times they include areas of the country that some other guidebooks do not include.
Exactly. And then what's also important is I do Europe by train and bus. Even though I've done it by car, I definitely push, train and bus. So I give you directions on, you know, how to get to the hotel if you are traveling around Europe by train.
Well, the train is certainly the best way to get around.
Absolutely.
You know, get a Eurail pass and the number of different other passes that Rail Europe now has on the market where you can combine, you know, cities within just one country or a variety of neighboring countries.
Right, and you can do all your research, you know, before you leave home. All you have to do is just call Rail Europe and just sort of plot where you want to go so that you're not really confused when you get to the countries. I do not speak any of the languages, so I have proven that if you do research on this end, you know, plan out where you want to go, buy some maps, which people don't do before they leave the, you know, country, then, you know, you can have a wonderful, very comfortable trip.
Right. Now, get a map, plan out where you're going, at least get a general overview of where you're going so it isn't all, you know, come across you as a, you know, a surprise when you get off the plane.
Well, that's a good travel tip, any place you're going to go. I mean, there are some people who travel to places, they don't buy a map, they don't figure out which way is north, they don't, you know, they want people to drive them around all over the place, they don't really want to figure out how the bus system works or anything like that. I mean, you've got to do your research in advance.
Absolutely, and, you know, people don't do that. Even if you make reservations from, you know, from your country, which I never do, don't you want to know where your hotel is located? I mean, if you can, you know, walk to the sites, or do you have to, you know, take a taxi? So it's important that you, you know, get a map, look at the area, because you want to be in a very convenient area. And people don't do this until they get to the hotel, and then they find out that it's not conveniently located, even though they won't have that problem with my books, because I make sure that all the hotels, besides being safe, clean, and charming, are conveniently located.
Right, because that's a main consideration. You don't want to have to be set out in the industrial park somewhere and
exactly.
Then a big surprise when when you get there.
Exactly, and that happened to me one time, and I thought, okay, this is never going to happen again. I mean, I was out on the outskirts, and I end up having to catch a taxi, you know, into town, and I thought, no more.
Right. Now, what do you use as the criterion for selecting the hotel rooms and the various properties that are included in your book?
Well, what's important, of course, is that it's clean and that it's safe. And, you know, as I mentioned, conveniently located. I try to go after charm and ambiance. These are small family-owned hotels, and these are hotels that your you know, typical travel agent won't, you know, tell you about. So it would be clean, safe, hopefully comfortable. I mean, I'm not talking fluffy pillows here. And also, because I'm in my late 40s, I want my own private bathroom.
Right. You're past the age where going down the hallway is an adventure.
And, you know, there is nothing more frustrating than, you know, going down the hall, knocking on the door at 2 in the morning, and it's busy.
Yes. When you've got to go, you have to go. And it's one of life's little luxuries to have it
exactly.
in your room.
You got across the meadow to the outhouse.
So I make sure that there at least half of the rooms have, you know, private facilities.
Well, that's pretty good. And these books of yours, first of all, you've written, I've got France and Spain in my hands, but what other cities have you, or countries have you written about?
Well, I have Italy as well, so within each of the books, I usually cover about 22 cities in, you know, each of the books. So I have Italy, France, and Spain.
Now, have you visited all the hotels that are listed?
Yes, I have. What I literally do, and, you know, people think that it's a, you know, fun way to make a living, but it's not. and I'm not making a living. But I literally walk from, I'd say, after breakfast from 8:30 in the morning until, you know, 7 at night, 7 days a week.
Taking
so
property
that I
tours?
Could, huh?
Taking property tours?
Oh, yeah.
You know all the six questions, right? What's the rack rate? What's the capacity of the ballroom theater style, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, what I do is, you know, I just literally visit each place because I have my contact information in the books. And so readers can write me or email me and you know, give me their opinion. So I want to make sure that what I put in the book is what I say it is.
Margo, do you want to give out your email address in case people have more questions?
Oh, sure. It's CLASSE, class A, at Earthlink, EARTHLINK.net.
Right, people can send their different questions. Now, in the book, these are listings of hotels, and they've got your information as to where they're located. Do you give other particular tips as to the properties, whether they're good or bad, or rate them, or that sort of thing?
Yes, I do. And what's important is I don't rate the hotels. And the reason I don't rate them is because I think that the rating system is very misleading. I'm not sure if you've ever experienced this, but you'll get into a 3 or 4-star hotel, and you've got a magnificent lobby, you've got a bellman, a porter, I mean, everything is absolutely beautiful. And then you are taken to your room, and, you know, you can almost touch the walls. So the rating system has got nothing to do with the size of your hotel room. So I don't rate the, you know, hotel rooms, but they are primarily 2 stars. What I give you is fax number, phone number, street address. I let you know whether they speak English or not, if they take credit cards, what kind, if they're cash only, how many bathrooms, how many floors, which is important if they don't have an elevator and you have about 5 pieces of luggage.
Right, or if you have some sort
exactly.
of physical handicap.
Right, exactly. If they have any balconies, if they have any views, and I give you some kind of a, you know, brief description of the hotel room, and I even tried in the Spain book to let you know what I consider to be the, you know, best room for two. So I give you a lot of information, and what's important now is a lot of the hotel managers have even agreed to give my readers a further discount.
Ooh, that's interesting. Margo, would you hold the line? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be
Absolutely.
Right back talking a bit more about your books. Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some wafer blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby. CIQC, Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more.
At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
Good morning, madam.
Week after week after week at Maxi and Maxi & Company, you'll always get the lowest prices on your grocery bill. And until Saturday, blueberries from Canada are just $1.29 a pint.
That's a great price for blueberries, huh?
Blueberries from Canada at just $1.29 a pint. Maxi and Maxi & Company. Prices in tune with your budget.
The lowest prices in town is a claim most stores would like to boast. At the Linen Chest, they don't boast. They simply state the facts, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. Linen Chest was the first retailer in Montreal to officially guarantee its prices, and for one full year after purchase. They were bold enough to do so because they knew their prices were right. Their tremendous purchasing power and experience allowed them to obtain the greatest value for their customers. Today, when many other stores boast about their prices, I'm not afraid to recommend that you check them out and find out for yourself who really has the lowest prices in town. I know if you're looking for the largest and finest selection of mattresses, window coverings, bed and bath, housewares, china, crystal, and giftware, you'll still end up at the Linen Chest, where your prices are still guaranteed and for one full year after purchase. Linen Chest's famous annual store-wide sale is now on at all four locations. Rockland Center, Les Promenades, La Cathédrale, Galerie Laval, and Place Portobello on Tachereau Boulevard in Brossard.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
What can you eat for a toonie? Peel, pub it, and enjoy. Full breakfast with unlimited coffee, $1.99. A low, low $1.99 on super weekday lunch specials. And don't miss 9-cent chicken wings Sundays. Peel Pub, great food, loony prices, 1107 St. Catherine, Metro Peel.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
We're working for the weekend here on Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Chad the Man with the hands behind
yes,
the console.
Yes, behind the console. And we're just finishing up our discussion here on traveling in Europe and saving money with guidebook author Margot Classe.
We got her on the line here. We have, she wrote these two books. Actually, she's got Italy as well. These are discount books. They're not discount books. The books about discounted hotels through Spain, France, and Italy. And she's actually personally gone to each and every one, taking a tour. So these recommendations are genuine, and they also have hear some discounts that she has with some
Right,
people.
You're saying that by mentioning your books when traveling around Europe, many of the hotels have agreed to give the readers a discount.
Well, not actually mentioning it. You have to show the book cover, which, of course, helps me, because then if you bring my book to Europe, you can't return it.
That's right.
So yeah. At least, yeah, that's a good way of going about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And of course, having the actual book, you've sold the copy. It's not just a friend says, "Oh, go mention that book," and you get a discount.
You sell two books, and
books, and 5,000 people have used the discount.
Right. So, and also, what's important about bringing the book with you is that if you decide that you don't want to make reservations and you do want to travel without any kind of set program, then I have 22 cities in the book, and you can just simply wing it, which is what I do. I didn't even have reservations on my honeymoon, which made my husband a little nervous.
Yeah. So you just have to sort of sometimes play it by ear, and if you have a good guidebook like yours, you can sort of make those plans as you go along, because as we mentioned, the train is the best way to get around Europe.
Absolutely. And the thing is that why the books work is because I give you lots of choices. In Paris alone, I give you 170 choices. So even during World Cup time, I know that you can find a hotel in Paris out of my book.
Right. No, that's you could get around to almost any place and find that particular hotel. And you also have some good tips in the front of the books. Like unusual but necessary things to pack that you might not necessarily think to take with you.
Exactly. Like, for example, nobody thinks about packing toilet seat covers, but that's important when you go to these public restrooms, if you're lucky enough to get a toilet seat. Sometimes you do need toilet seat covers. People don't think about packing handy wipes. We mentioned maps. I'm getting old and I need glasses, so I always pack a magnifying glass, which comes in very helpful. Batteries, cable lock. If you're doing traveling by train, and especially if you're by yourself and you have to run to the restroom real quick, I bring a very miniature type cable lock that is sold in travel stores. I mean, I have all kinds of tips.
Right, lots of great tips. Yeah. Now, where can somebody get your book? Do they?
Okay, I have I have a couple of stores in Toronto. They're called Ulysses.
Oh,
okay.
Ulysses.
Yeah, Ulysses. Okay, they're here in Montreal as well. So,
yeah. Okay,
Ulysses Book Publications. Yes.
And then also Chapters will be carrying the book, so then they can just go to their local Chapters store and just give them my author's name, Margot Classe, or the titles of the books. But if they have any problems, they can just call me toll free, and I'll be able to help them.
Right.
What number should they call you at, Margot?
Toll free number is 888-663-9269. I'll repeat that, 888-663-9269.
Margot, thank you for joining us on the air this Saturday at Travel World.
Thank you.
We appreciate having you on. So,
thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And on the line with us, all the way from New Hampshire, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, we've got him, the man himself, Bob Houle.
The man himself, Bob Houle of the Hampton Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Bob.
I got a promotion. You made me president.
Yeah, from Director of Marketing.
Director
keep
marketing
calling
president.
Up. That next week you'll be chairman, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys, I'm glad Glenn's not listening.
That's right.
See, he'll be sore as a wet hen. I'm going to have to get him toilet seat covers.
There you go.
Right. Well, we were mentioning earlier that a great trip coming up for the person who names the fish.
Yeah. So we're going to have to name the fish there, Bob.
Hey, that's a great fish. I'm looking at that picture right now, and I'm telling you right now, that's our fish. That is definitely a Hampton Beach myth. I mean, we've never seen it before. So we went up to Hampton, and we thanked the folks from Nouveau Brunswick with the billboard there and the picture of our mythic fish, and we named that fish, and you guys are going to come down.
Yes, the weekend of August 22nd, Canadian
That's
Appreciation
right.
Days.
Appreciation Days. And sorry for calling in late. I was trying to get a line on. I'm going to be publishing a little book of coupons for that particular week.
Oh.
Whereby, and I'm going to send some up to you guys and tell you where else they can be had. And they're going to be like a coupon book guaranteed 20% discount at all, and a lot of restaurants, hotels for that particular week, August 22 to 28. And you know, hard coupons you can walk around with, free trolley rides, free water slide, you know, so that's what I'm putting together right now.
Water slides.
Hands by August 1st.
Right, you'll be in our hands, and people at that time can give us a call or give your office a call, 1-800-GET-A-TAN. And,
that's right.
Some would rather be in Chad's hands.
Right.
And I look forward to you guys visiting down here.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We have the picture here. We have your 1998 vacation guide, which, as I say, you call 1-800-GET-A-TAN.
Yep.
Glad to send it out to you. Summer Playground, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Look at that beach. I thought that's why you weren't calling in right on time, Bob. You were out there enjoying the beach.
Getting a tan.
I was out there getting those coupons for you guys.
Right.
See, real Canadian appreciation.
Right.
Actually, the real story I told your engineer when he answered, I said, you know, we've got that time differential.
That time difference.
As long as we have a mythical
5 minutes
fish, swimming around there in an ice cube, I decided we'd have a mythical time change.
There we go, yeah.
Right. A promotion for another year.
Well, you know what else we have? You've included in the coupon book, especially for me, some Seabrook coupons, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you can get a free trolley ride over to Seabrook, a free pass to Seabrook, and I'll tell you what, I'll save you some money. I won't give you my selections. You know, so you're not going to believe where I'm going next. I mean, it's a nasty life, but someone's got to do it. I'm headed to Seabrook.
Oh yeah. Boy. Well, we may be visiting the local material equivalent.
It's a nasty life.
Yes, but you have to check out all the attractions and things that there are to do in Hampton Beach area in the summertime.
We just want to give one more mention to Vermont Transit that is traveling down here every Saturday and Sunday now. They leave Montreal. It's kind of early in the morning, but it's about 5:30 in the morning. And, you know, round trip for $99 U.S., that's not a bad deal.
Holy cow, that's good.
That's a good deal. And, of course, leaving early means you get down to the beach much earlier.
About noontime.
And spend a good half day sunning yourself in beautiful Hampton Beach.
Well, we look forward to you guys coming down here, and I appreciate all the work you're doing for us.
Oh, thank you, Bob. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for joining us here on Saturday.
See you soon.
Well, Chad, that was another great day here on Travel World. Oh, wow.
Yes, another hour is come and gone, but next week we will be in Ile de la Madeleine, soaking up the sea air of one of Quebec's other little-known destinations, and bird-watching and walking on the sand dunes and eating seafood. Summertime, great time of the year.
Well, as the music says, we always like to go traveling, Steve, but it's always great once again to come back home to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Yes, always fun to travel, but Montreal is our home and great things to do right around the corner.
Well, it's been a great Saturday. Join us next week once again. We'll be broadcasting live from Ile de Madeleine. The hands of Chad will be running the control board. And we're going to have ourselves a great week. Please have a great week. Join us next week. For Travel World, I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio, that's interactive.